Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, of course, joins us on a Monday morning. She covers our area for the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Happy President's Day.
Yeah, I made the mistake of saying happy Washington's birthday, but then I said, oh, it's President's Day.
Yeah, well, when we grew up, it was Washington's birthday.
They're all jammed into one day now.
Yes, different, different. So, busy week, even though it wasn't the major first week of the month, still had lots going on. Budget season is starting. We had a story, or we should have a story coming about the Region 1 budget starting to come together.
That was in this morning's paper.
Oh, good. I haven't seen it yet. The costs are going up. They've held it pretty steady for the last few years, but costs are going up, and insurance is up, heat is up, and so we'll be watching how they craft this budget. The IT guy, Mike Ellington, gave a big presentation. You know, that's a major part of a school nowadays is information technology. So it's an interesting talk about what they need and how they're going to pay for it. The big elephant in the room this year is North Canaan. North Canaan is going to be taxed a huge amount because of the number of kids going to the high school. You know that how that proportion works. It's the number of kids that a town sends to its high school. And North Canaan's tab is going to be somewhere around $500,000. And they're very concerned. They've been talking to Sam Herrick and administrators, and they've even gone to the state to see about changing the formula. But it's been in existence since the school opened, so I'm not so sure that's going to happen. It's such an interesting formula. Some schools pay less, and some schools just get hit by the number of students. And, of course, because some schools have private schools, that takes off the numbers from the kids going to the high school. It's an interesting topic, as you well know. We've sat through many school board meetings, Marshall.
Well, you know, and, you know, Falls Village had had their problems with the budget a couple of years ago. And what we found out is that it's not easy to change this formula because basically the school district's Region 1 school district is set by state statute.
Exactly. And it was done, as we say, years and years ago, and it's very difficult. And not sure how you could remedy it. How could you change it?
It would have to go to a full vote of the legislature, and I doubt that other towns would want to open up that can of worms.
Yes, exactly. And to get out of the district, you have to have the approval of all the other towns, which is another snag. So it's an interesting topic to follow. But we will follow it, and we'll see where this budget goes. Currently, it is at a 4.7% increase, but they'll be working again this week on it. Jeff Lloyd, the plant facilities manager, is coming in to discuss things that are needed. And, you know, Housatonic campus is beloved. We all know that. It's beautiful. It's, you know, it was named the most beautiful high school in the state. And there's so much desire to keep it as beautiful as it is. So the facilities is always a big issue as to how much you want to put into it. So.
You know, I found out about the state when years ago I inquired about separating the Region 1 budgets, and also I inquired about recall votes for board members, and I was basically told, yeah, you can pursue that, but you've got to go to the legislature, you've got to change, and it's a near virtual impossible task.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, New Englanders, we keep trying.
That's right.
The issue of the sale of the firehouse, the old firehouse in Falls Village, keeps occurring. Selectmen met this past week and talked about the possibility of maybe trying to split off the parking lot from the building because they need parking in little downtown Falls Village, and that parking lot gets pretty full. And so Selectmen will be pursuing that. As you know, that building is owned by the town. It was vacated years ago when the new firehouse was built down on Route 7. So, but the little snag there is that it's encroaching just a couple of inches onto the property of the Falls Village Inn, which has made selling it a hassle. So, again, an issue that we will be following.
You would figure that someone would just convey it a couple inches to one person or the other. I mean, it's not like you can build on where we. I think it's like 6 inches. I think it's something
right.
like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand what the holdup is, but we don't know. The talk of garbage is going constantly now because Mira, where most of the towns up here send their garbage. The incinerator is closing. Most towns have opted in to stay with Mira because they have no other option but for getting rid of their garbage and recyclables. So everybody just about is signing on to a 5-year contract. Unfortunately, the garbage is going to be trucked out of state to landfills, which sounds absolutely horrible, but there's no alternative. And Cornwall will be deciding this week. Salisbury has opted in. Sharon has opted in. We'll see what the other boards do.
Now, will the trucks still deliver the garbage to Myra, or will the trucks actually have to deliver it out of state from the towns?
No. I think it'll still go. Most of them go to a transfer station in Torrington.
Okay.
And it goes, then they truck it from there. And recyclables, they'll still be getting some money for recyclables, I understand, but they're going to be, the tipping fees for the solid waste is going up. It's an expensive, ugly proposition as far as I can tell. And we have Betty coming to Sharon. Betty is Cornwall. Betty is a mobile health unit, and it already comes to Sharon a couple of times a week, I believe.
Yeah, I've seen Betty in Sharon.
Have you seen Betty?
Yeah.
Well, she's coming to Cornwall, and Selectman Janet Carlson conferred with Joanne Boudaris of the Community Health and Wellness, who has Betty, and they are setting up hope to set up some locations in Cornwall to bring. It's basically for primary care. It's a little retrofitted ambulance, and for those people who can't get to Torrington or Winstead, where they have facilities, or just need something in between primary care visits. So, sounds like a great idea. I assume Betty is being used in Sharon. I'm not quite sure, but we'll see. And we'll let you know where the locations in Cornwall are when we get them.
And I guess looking at the story in the Republican American, Gordon Ridgway even inquired about bringing several times a month, setting up a schedule, and they said that they don't think that would be a problem.
Yeah, right. And having folks from Kent come up, if it's in West Cornwall, because Kent lost its one and only primary care office last spring. A great exhibit at the Sharon Historical Society. I would urge anybody to go if they can. It's a display of how this tiny town played a role in world events, and it has a magnificent display of postcards of World War I veterans from Sharon, which was, to me, enticing, just really good. Also, some renowned folks in the town and what they did, the woman who commissioned the clock tower, the woman who gave Miles Sanctuary, really great exhibit. And speaking of that, there's going to be a talk on Sunday there about farming in the area. We're going to have some local farmers talking. Always interesting topic.
And the student recital is back this year on Sunday.
Yes.
At the Salisbury Congregational Church.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. It's free. That's back. And we've got the weekend in Norfolk. And also we've got the big junior jumpers coming in.
And they're going to have a Tuesday night, I guess. It's going to look like the Olympic torch going down the street, I hear.
So. Yeah, from Town Hall to the White Hart. And then it's all week long they'll be going on. And they also at Mohawk Mountain with the Nordic Combined events.
No, Nordic Combined, yes. I hope the weather works for them. And, busy time.
Well, the folks at Salisbury Winter Sports Association make it work for them. They really are
incredible. They were just got done with the jumps, and now they're out there getting ready for the competition. And I guess it's really going to be – it's a big to-do, yes.
It is. I was there for the first one, and it was truly amazing. And these are definitely ski jumpers that you will see 6-7 years down the road.
At the Olympics.
At the Olympics.
Wow.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
We have Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow evening, I believe.
Yep.
And we have a couple of housing forums coming up. I had a story this week about Jocelyn Ayer, who we all know from COG and from doing affordable housing in the area. She has taken on a new job with the Center for Affordable Housing Opportunity, I believe it's called. And she, let me just get this straight. Well, anyway, Litchfield County Center for Housing Opportunity. And she will be working with all these towns on various housing projects. It's a consortium, and it's the first thing they're doing, she's helping out some of these housing forums that they're going to be holding. Every town has to submit a housing plan this year to the state. It's required. Cornwall has already done it. Others are working on it. But they want input from people. So Sharon's is 7 o'clock on Thursday, and North Canaan's next Monday via Zoom to give people a chance to speak about how they feel about affordable housing. So, again, important, very important issue in the community. We have this is FFA week, and on Friday night, the FFA alumni holds its meeting and dinner. And I think we got that. Yep. That's it, right?
It's a pretty busy week, actually.
It is a busy weekend, and I'm very happy to hear it's going to be in the 60s. Except for a little glitch, yeah. That whiteout was incredible, Marshall.
Yeah, I know. It was. We got about almost 2 inches of snow at my house in about 35 minutes.
That's incredible. Well, keep those 60 degrees coming.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Take care, Marshall.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.